always, it's always about the value system. Jesus does evangelism by confronting people's value systems. There's a book on it. It's the Bible. All right? There's a commentary on it. It's called God's Value System. Go and look at that. He does it over and over again. And the challenge that he does for them, take all the arguments of legalism, get rid of it, and bring it back to value system. That's what you do. When I talk to the skeptic or the atheist or whatever, all their challenges against the Bible don't work, okay? Because I got better challenges than they will ever come up with. And so you take all of that and you throw it off the table. Let's talk about value system, okay? So in Christianity, we have this value system. And you don't have to worry. Here's another thing. You can use so much language when you discuss things with them that doesn't have to confront them. You don't have to say Jesus is God. You don't have to say Jesus Christ. Even people have trouble with that. You can say, this is what Jesus taught, okay? You're not saying, this is what the Bible says. I hate that, okay? You don't need to speak that way. As soon as you say, the Bible says, you've introduced an enormous problem to your argument. You now have to prove why the Bible should be trusted, okay? If you start by saying, Jesus taught this value system, and he lived it right up to the cross, there's no argument about where that came from, okay? And you can throw so much away. It's like, yeah, you know, overall, we don't have to worry about whether this here and this and there is the authentic word of Jesus, blah, blah. Forget that. That's what they want to fight over. Don't have that argument. Show what Jesus did. And even at the bare minimum, if they don't want to think, even if they want to say, Jesus didn't die on the cross for the sins of the whole world and he wasn't God, fine. Who did he die for? His disciples, right? Because the Romans or the Jews or whoever, they're coming in to put down this rebellious king. Who are they going to do? Jesus says no greater love is anyone than he lays down his life for his friends. Who's Jesus? Jesus is dying to protect his disciples. Okay, this is the person I follow. See, the language I'm using is not going to get into it with them. Obviously, I believe Jesus is God, and I believe he dies for the sin of the whole world. But you don't, they don't, okay? Don't use language that's going to offend them right up front, that you have to get into off track to defend. Use language that demonstrates the value system. When Jesus talks to the Sadducee or the Pharisee or the woman at the well, he uses different language. When he talks to the Gentile Roman, he uses different language. He doesn't try to get them to buy into his religious system. He confronts them at their value system. Because the moment you confront somebody with their value system, with God's value system, that most looks like Jesus on the cross, that you claim to be doing your best to live, but you acknowledge you don't do it perfectly, they have to face their value system. They have to face their philosophical view of life that they've come to. And it's the value system they live, even if they don't have a particular teacher behind it. Whether they're an atheist, whether they're the skeptic, whether they're the Buddhist, the philosopher, whatever they've done to come to their value system, they now have to measure against God's value system, and they have to measure against, are they even living the one they say they do? And the moment you get them to that point, the Holy Spirit begins to work. That's where you have to get them. You don't argue the other stuff. It's a losing battle. The moment they have to face their own value system, because come on with me here. What is sin? Sin is not a violation of the Bible. What is sin? That's right. And the moment they begin to see their value system and compare it to God's, the Holy Spirit begins to convict them of sin. That's the Holy Spirit working. That's why you confront on value system. Because value system is how we define sin. Nobody's value system. There's no value system in the world that looks like God's value system, Jesus on the cross. Nothing. Because even Buddhism, that comes close to it at times, still is a system of rules with a lot of different branches that have to be followed. There's nothing as simple as sacrificial love for the benefit of others. And there's no picture greater than God doing it for humans as an example of how we are to do it for one another. Not just an example, of course, he dies for us. I hate having to correct everything, but I hate also being accused of being a false teacher. Okay.